You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Oh, you know those feelings when you feel like you're jumping out of your skin? It's like, oh God, but you're revving faster, your nervous system, yourself, your body is just heightened, and you just feel like you just want to jump out of your skin. This is another way that we realize that we need to be able to protect our energy. We need to be able to feel as you do into your body. This is a sign that your body needs to disperse the energy that is making you rev faster, making you rev quicker and feel like you are jumping out of your skin, literally. And you often wonder, well, what am I going to do about this? How can I get over it? And most of the time we just carry on as you do about your day, just feeling the feels. But what I've come to realize, as this has happened to myself throughout time, is if you can actually get up and move and push the energy through, whether it is taking in some beautiful connected breaths, breathing in through your nose, holding, and we can hold this for a number of minutes, 3 or 4, and releasing out and breathing in again, holding and releasing out, coming back to the breath to slow the nervous system down. And our connected breaths, conscious connected breaths, stop breathing, just connecting and breathing, but slowing your breathing down and breathing deep down into your nervous system can actually slow the revs in your body so that you can feel and work through the feels and actually touch your body and ask, what am I actually being shown here? Why am I feeling these feelings? And it's a way of slowing yourself down to allow the messages to rise up to you, into your intuition, into your thoughts. I invite everybody always and ask, please, that you connect in and do a check-in. Check in with how you are feeling daily. Sometimes we need to check more than daily. We can do it every time we just feel like, don't feel like, I'm actually revving too high. Stop and ask these questions of yourself. Connect to your breath and you will be amazed how this can help to allow the energy to move through you easily. And with time, it will move through easily and effortlessly. I'm not saying it's going to work in the next few days. This is something that you need to do and practice regularly so that you can have these skills. So when you're in it and your body is heightened, you know how to do this. It becomes second nature. I just thought I'd just put that out there for you this morning. I actually have a lovely caller coming through. Anna, how are you from Minnesota? Lovely to have you connect in this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you. And I love the sound of your voice. So exciting and inviting straight away.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And What put you on the show today to call in? What inspired you to call in today?
Well, I'm a big believer in all of this stuff, and I'm always curious if anybody that has the abilities has any messages for myself or loved ones, whatever they can pick up from my energy. I'm totally interested.
Oh, and that's lovely. And it's good to have a practice. And, you know, we all do have it within ourselves. But it is lovely to actually consult somebody and have a look to see how you're going and if you are on the right track or is there something that you can tweak. It's always good to connect in. But I always tell everybody, as I do give these messages through, that you always have free will and life can change. But as I'm looking and feeling into you, I'm actually getting there's something moving for you at this point in time. And it's around your money, how you're getting your money, how work is evolving for you. And I get that word they're saying it's actually evolving. So you are moving forward and they're showing me how quickly things are going to move forward for you. So it's a good time for you to, really feel in and look, because there's a few things that I feel are drifting or dropping away for you. Really feel into how this is affecting you, but Spirit's showing me that they're needing to drop away so that, new things can come into your life. And I'm saying that actually around a few people too, that you may find a few friendships just dwindling is the word I'm getting. But that's okay because we have some new coming in. And I actually get a baby around you. What if it's not a baby, it's a toddler. I'm going to say under 3 years old. There's a lot of joy around this baby. And there's a lot of learning and growth.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm channeling, bringing this through from a beautiful lady in spirit that she's showing me. And she's actually what I would call a jovial person. She's quite upbeat. Very similar in a way that you can be. Do you move a lot? Do you like to just, when no one's looking or even when they ask you something, do you move around quite a bit, like dance or just wiggle? I keep getting my hips.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to move. She's showing me. So she's around you. It's like I'm really hula hooping or like, you know, they do in Honolulu. And, yeah, it's very interesting. You bring a lot of life to a lot of people, as did she. I have a cat around you. Interesting. Do you own a cat or have you lost a cat?
Yes, I own one and I lost one this year and I've lost a couple over the last years as well.
I was just feeling and then seeing, is it three in spirit? Because I'm actually seeing three. Is one of them related? Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Getting the energy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm getting this energy coming through to show how beautiful that your energy is and that for you to really start working on your own trust of yourself and your higher self and your intuition, because I'm finding here when I'm looking, you're actually going to start to expand out of your knowledge and you feeling out more into the ethers, into the energy, and know that your loved ones are around you. Would this be your grandmother that's coming through to me? Because she's keeps, I don't know, it's like she's handing flowers, but behind me. So she's handing behind and they're white and red. Interesting.
Oh.
Very.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Are you good at balancing the household?
Oh, it's like, I try. Even though I've got,
yeah, she goes, even though I've got household debt, it's like you balance well and it's a very fruitful household and that she's very proud of you. And to keep those spirits high, your imagination, the way that you can dream of things or manifest things, will turn out very easily, because you, as long as you're keeping what you're showing you are, your spirit's high. So keep moving, keep doing that dance of life, so to speak, because you're showing me whatever goes on with you, what's handed to you, you can always see a reason and a better way forward, so that you're not stuck in that rut. And I love that for you. And she's giving you claps around it, because sometimes for you it's not easy, but no one would know that. And she's actually very proud of you. She did tell me too, just to let you know the importance of rest. So sometimes, okay, just do it. Just have that rest. Do not feel guilty. It is okay to have a nap, because you can work yourself to the bone. And I get a little sleep deprived sometimes. Interesting. Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Hmm. She's just showing me a male who I felt wasn't your husband. I felt was more so around a brother. So give.
I have a brother that's alive, and I have a brother that's passed.
Passed. Give lots of love to your brother, because that's what I am getting. I'm getting the word brother. And obviously we have your brother up here as well, who is giving lots of love, as is your grandmother, to the family. Your brother that passed, it was not so long ago, was it? Because I keep looking here, his energy is very fruitful. It's very upbeat. So I like that around him. So he's giving you lots of love, and love to your brother and your mum and your dad and extended family. Is there another female as well here around him? Because he's showing me another female. Beautiful. What I am going to say is, it might be a close friend. It could be, oh yeah, there's another female who's showing me. So there's someone coming through that he wants to acknowledge. It's very quick when we're in this. Just sending you lots of love, and knowing that they're together and they're peaceful, they're rested, and they actually want you to have some rest, because you deserve it.